What's up, you savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And I believe this is the first time we're doing this on a Friday. All right, now we have Jimmy in the house helping us out.
Pushing the buttons as always.
And today it was brought to my attention. We had a lot of fans sent in this particular story. The number one, the one that got it to me first is she's called Wendy Wendy Stringer. She's a big fan of the show. She sent me a pretty big story that's happening or had happened locally in Muskegon. And this story, okay. If you think that the 2020 election was fair and square, you are out of your goddamn mind, because they literally found some very egregious evidence that the law enforcement community at the state and federal level has not done jack shit with since, I believe, October of 2020. It was before the election when they caught into it. Now, I'm going to go back in time here to 2004 when I was in Iraq. Okay, so while in Iraq, I was a triple tabbed master sergeant when I showed up in country, and basically I had, for the most part, free rein to do and go virtually anywhere I wanted in country, and I did so on many occasions, especially when I was the first sergeant and I had three platoons operating all over the country. And when I was the NCOIC of security at Abu Ghraib prison, there were quite a few high power intel briefings I had to attend. And I spent a lot of time at the fortress on Victory, which was inhabited by Spec Ops, Green Berets, SEALs. I mean, they all lived there in that compound. Now, what you don't understand in a war zone is this, there are, especially in the special ops community, when you're out doing a lot of their missions, there are alphabet agency individuals there at the same time. And quite literally, they work hand in hand. So, and this information, it's coming from individuals that I personally knew, you know, up there. And I believe them at their word. Now, when we got into Iraq in 03, and then we subdued the country in 04, they started, democracy with the elections. I'm going to be honest. Those local elections that were running around or going on were highly manipulated by said agencies. So they have experience doing this outside the country. Okay, and I would argue that it's been done in South America for decades. I believe it was executed in Canada, in France, and several other countries in Europe that have voting for, you know, their government. All right. Now, we're going to go into an article from the Gateway Pundit, and we're going to go through the numbers. So, Jimmy, cue it up.
All right, let me bring it up here. Believe was this one. There we go. A lot of articles to get through today, but a report: Trump White House official confirms knowledge of Muskegon, Michigan voter fraud report in 2020. Claims there was an arrest. Bill Barr allegedly killed it.
Yep.
On Thursday, former Trump administration general counsel personnel police operations Andrew Kloster joined Steve Bannon on the War Room to discuss Muskegon, Michigan 2020 voter fraud scandal. Kloster said he notified Bill Barr, and Barr and his cronies smacked him down and killed the investigation. Gateway Pundit journalist Patty McCurry and Ben Wetmore have extensively reported on this scandal all week. On Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit broke a blockbuster report on voter fraud in Michigan. The investigation has been buried by politicians, government investigators, and the press. It's because they're all in one big old bed and they're all their own fourth points of contact.
Yeah, and like the mainstream media isn't even touching this. And I've said it before in past shows, every single outlet of mainstream media is owned by six corporations, and they don't want this information out. All right, so keep going, Jimmy.
All right. On October 8th, 2020, only 1 month before the general election, Muskegon, Michigan City Clerk Ann Meischke noticed a black female whose name was later redacted from the police report dropping off between 8,000 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city clerk's office. Clerk Meischke immediately noticed that the stacks of registrations included the same handwriting, non-existent addresses, and incorrect phone numbers. The Muskegon Police Department was contacted and asked to investigate. On October 21st, First Lieutenant Mike Anderson was contacted by Tom Fabus, Chief of Investigations for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nelson's office. According to the Michigan State Police report, Fabus asked for Michigan State Police assistant with a joint investigation of alleged voter fraud being conducted by the Muskegon Police Department and the AG. An investigative task was force was formed and an investigation was initiated. During their investigation, the state police discovered that the woman worked for the GBI strategies. This was included in the police report. The group had temporary offices in numerous Michigan locations. The police also identified Gary Bell as the head of the organization. When the police inspected the GBI strategies office near Muskegon, they found semi-automatic guns, silencers/suppressors, burner phones, a bag of prepaid cash cards, and incomplete registrations in an office space that was styled as an eyeglass store that had gone defunct. There were never any arrests. And the investigation was turned over to the FBI, where it went to die, just like all other Democrat voter fraud investigations.
Yep. All right. All right.
Now that,
so, I mean, this happened in Michigan. I mean, I remember the 2020 election night. I went to bed at like 11 o'clock. And Trump was winning. It was like a shoo-in to win the state. And sometime after, you know, 11 o'clock in the next morning, he was, you know, destroyed by this landslide. We know where this landslide came from. It was artificially created, in my opinion. All right. This is tradecraft and professionals can do this without any trouble, i.e. the weapons. Now, they weren't just like personal weapons that people brought, you know, during the election because, you know, they felt in danger. They came with suppressors, custom pistols, and Pelican cases. That is a Chinese red flag of an operation. If I've ever seen one, and it's happening here in the United States, this is absolutely insane. And we'll get into it. All right. You got the next one?
Yep. Let me bring that one up here. Close that one out. All right. Now then, this one, pretty much solidifies it. Guns, burner phones, and fake registrations. The buried Michigan voter fraud scandal. GBI Strategies Director Gary Bell had 70 organizations operating in 20 states in 2020. Mm-hmm. Tied to none other than the Joe Biden campaign.
Yep. Now the company that was that being that was what GBI? What was the company?
GBI Strategies.
Yeah, and they're out of Texas. And listen, that's another trick the Alphabet agencies do when they want to try to cover their tracks is they open shell companies and LLCs. They move management around and, you know, make it like a game of three shell Monty to try to hide their tracks. But it can be traced. You just need the people with the will and the skill to do it and the motivation. And right now we're having a problem with that. And I'll explain towards the end.
Big, big problem there. So, but that's just not the only other one here. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what's the next one here? Yep. There we go. This one. Massive 2020 voter fraud uncovered in Michigan includes an estimated 800,000 ballot applications sent to non-qualified voters. Bags of prepaid gift cards, guns, silencers, burner phones, blah, 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 like we said. Mm-hmm. So on top of all the other stuff, 800,000 ballot applications sent to non-qualified voters.
Yep.
Yikes. Special thanks to Phil O'Halloran and Lori Skibo for their contributions and assistance with the story. And we'll skip over that. On October 8th, only 1 month before the 2020 election, Michigan clerk Ann Meisch noted, okay, we covered that. Let's see. Here's the statement from the Michigan State Police. On 10-16-20, Muskegon clerk Ann Meisch and deputy clerk Kimberly Young contacted the Muskegon Police Department after noticing irregularities in voter registration applications received both in person and by mail. On 10-20-20, deadline for day of for in-person voter registration applications, the suspect returned to the Muskegon clerk's office to deliver additional registration forms in person. Meisch estimated the suspect brought in additional 2,500 forms. Mm-hmm. Meisch contacted the Muskegon Police Department, and Detective Logan Anderson and Captain Sean Bride conducted a non-custodial interview with the suspect.
Okay.
Meisch stated in her opinion, a quantity of voter registration forms were highly suspicious and probably fraudulent. Mm. Probably.
Okay. Does it tell you how much she was getting paid?
Let's see here. The Michigan State police investigator assigned to the case spoke with the female suspect, who explained that she was being paid $1,150 a week to find unregistered voters and provide them with a form so that they can get registered to vote or abstain their absentee ballot.
All right. So let's just dial this back and use a little Intel analyst grunt speak here. All right. So she's getting $11.50 a week. All right. Now this type of activity before an election usually starts 6 months out. So that's 24 weeks times 1150. All right. So that one woman in a 6 month period was paid $27,600. And she wasn't by herself. There was many out there, because this is how that works. Again, that is a lot of money. It should be trackable. I mean, the FBI and other alphabet agencies out there are experts at following the money. But the will to do it and the motivation to do it are getting quashed from somewhere. And I'll explain towards the end. All right, continue.
Somewhere.
So I'm serious. 10 people doing that for 6 months. It's $250,000.
Yep. But I go on here to say, the only problem is the handwriting on the voter registrations was the same on several of the registrations, and many of the addresses were non-existent or fake.
And look, Lauder with Crowder went out there and found these discrepancies in the states he visited. So this is not an isolated incident. This is going on across the country. All right. If you're watching this show, all right, once it's done, I want you to share the link with all of the Patriot groups you can out there, Facebook, you know, Gab, Twitter, whatever. They all need to hear this because this is really important. Continue.
All right. Had to wet my whistle there. All right. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, I don't know how to pronounce her name, sorry, who is currently attempting to prosecute 15 senior citizens and the former Michigan GOP co-chair for casting an alternate set of electoral votes in the 2020 election, asked the Michigan State Patrol to State Police to join the Muskegon Police and AG's investigation of the potentially massive multi-city voter fraud operation. Two members of Nessel's Criminal Investigation Division were assigned to the operation. Yet, curiously, she failed to mention the investigation to the public. To this day, Dana Nessel is still claiming there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Michigan, despite the fact that she knew her office and the office of her friend, Michigan's crooked SOS, Jocelyn Benson, were involved in the Michigan State Police in a large-scale investigation that took place across the state before it was overtaken over to the FBI.
Hmm. Okay. Wow, that's that's bizarre, right?
Yeah, that never happens, right?
Yeah, no. Continue.
Corey Ames, a Michigan's Secretary of State analyst, confirmed, quote, a quantity of the forms that they found in their investigation are clearly fraudulent. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson also claimed that there was no widespread voter fraud in Michigan and neglected to mention the investigation to the public.
Wow. Interesting. So
it should be noted that after documenting these crimes and investigating for weeks, Michigan police turned their investigation over to the FBI, who promptly buried the findings.
Shocker.
Once again, the FBI apparently took no action more on that in an upcoming report.
All right. So we've already covered the Michigan thing. And now I know you guys are looking at the diagram I have behind me. All right. And this is how this works. All right, so here you have Michigan State, and here you have operatives, and each one of these people have their ballot harvesting individuals. Now, in Muskegon, only one of these things was detected. So if they don't investigate it, then they could call this an isolated incident. And that's exactly what they're probably doing. All right, now, you had the state police get involved, but the state is run by Whitmer, who is, in my opinion, a socialist, communist, murdering witch. She handled the COVID thing terribly by moving sick people into old folks' homes, getting a lot of those individuals to basically kick their air addiction. But that's another video. All right. So we found this one so-called isolated incident here, which has all of the earmarks of an actual operation, you know, okay. But since they didn't investigate it, it's an isolated incident. All right, got it. But then you have Wisconsin had some crazy shit going on. And then you had Pennsylvania have a lot of crazy shit going on. Hell, they have a mindless cripple get elected. How did that happen? Well, they probably have their operators and their ballot harvesters to flood the ballot box with fraudulent ballots. And then you have Arizona. Now, you know, God bless Carrie Lake, because she's fighting this tooth and nail. And some of the big things that went on there where basically a lot of the ballots in Republican areas were the wrong size, so they couldn't be counted by the scanner. And a lot of the voting areas had technical problems in Republican districts. Okay, listen, I'm going to be honest. When you look at all of the variables, it is impossible to get to the conclusion that there was no funny business going on. And the mere fact that I have weapons and Pelican cases, I've got people getting paid $1,150 a week, $26,000 in a six-month period. They probably had hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals on the same payroll doing the exact same crap. That is a lot of goddamn money. All right. Now, they did this with impunity because they knew, you know, Whitmer was running the show and she was going to quash all the investigations. Now, of course, this is strictly my opinion. And her AG, you know, did the same thing. But up here at the federal level, which is run by Biden, who's already caught red-handed in a very big corruption scheme that probably goes back decades. So if you've ever served in the military, you've heard this, you know, the saying, shit rolls downhill. Well, this is a big ball of shit up here at DC, and it's rolling downhill. The corruption is literally, I would say, deeply embedded across the entire voting system. All right? It is what it is. All of this stuff has the earmarks of an operation. And if you think I'm full of shit, listen. I was a fucking Green Beret Airborne Ranger paratrooper who served through three wars. All right. After I got wounded the second time, I got moved into civil affairs and I worked hand in hand with Intel and PsyOps. I know what I'm talking about here. All right. Let's move on. All right. You have anything for Wisconsin?
Let's see. Wisconsin here.
Or Pennsylvania or Arizona.
See, I think I got Wisconsin here. Yep. Let's see right here. Wisconsin absentee ballot fraud makes locals questions about voting security. Wisconsin election officials are taking steps to prevent voter fraud in their state. Sure they are. The November 8 election is drawing near, with nearly 600,000 Wisconsin voters have already cast their ballot through advance voting. Again, this is from last year, November 7th, 2022.
Yep.
But still applies. But news of a top Milwaukee election official charged with sending falsely obtained military absentee ballots to the home of a state lawmaker has caused some to question the absentee voting process and how Wisconsin election officials safeguard against fraud. Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf called the officials' alleged actions a setback to public confidence, but she says she has every confidence the upcoming election will be fair and accurate.
All right. Hold it right there, Jimmy. All right. All right, so they've already got away with this on a national level in 2020, and they did it again in 2022. If you think it's going to stop and be hunky-dory, you're out of your goddamn mind. They are in it to win it. They have no choice but to go balls to the walls, because if somebody else wins that election, there's going to be a lot of questions, and a lot of these people involved in this bullshit are going to get hemmed the fuck up. I hope, knock on wood. Keep going.
So, here are some answers to the most commonly asked questions about how absentee voting works, especially for military voters. What about the first steps are officials taking to prevent fraud? What are the deadlines for absentee ballots? Registered Wisconsin voters who aren't actively serving in the military could request an absentee ballot through the mail through Thursday. Military voters can request an absentee ballot through Friday and all the way through 5 p.m. on Election Day if they're on active duty away from their residence. Any registered voter can cast an absentee ballot in person at their clerk's office through Sunday, November 6th, if their clerk's office is open. But municipalities can choose to end in-person absentee voting sooner than this date.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, come on. I mean, the writing is on the wall. You're being lied to by the media. You're being manipulated. Quite literally, you are sheep being led to the goddamn slaughter. Being complacent the entire way. Of course, this is all just my opinion. What the hell does an old grunt like me know? Hey, it is what it is. You can either believe it or not, but there's actual articles in the media talking about this. All right, now it's not mainstream, so it's not getting out there to a majority of the country. It's getting to the people who are not sheeple, who are paying attention. I'm one of those guys. Continue.
All righty. How do voters get absentee ballots? Now, this is going to be an important one. Mm-hmm. Normal voters need to make sure they've registered to vote, which involves providing proof they reside in Wisconsin. So that would mean they need proof of identification. Once a voter is registered, they can request an absentee ballot online, in person, or by mail by providing their photo ID, name, address, and date of birth. But providing voter ID, but providing ID to vote is racist.
Okay, that's a very similar situation across the entire country. Now, here in Michigan, we had a woman drop off 8,000 to 10,000 of these things. As a gambling man, do you think she actually confirmed all of the ballots and voter registrations that she harvested? Well, the fact that a lot of the addresses were made up or were invalid because the person didn't live there, not to mention a lot of those people were dead or in the hospital. Come on now. It is so blatant. Wake the fuck up. Continue.
Though many military voters choose to register to vote, the state of Wisconsin does not require them to do so, meaning active members of the military don't have to provide a photo ID to obtain a ballot. Instead, military personnel must only give their name, address, and date of birth.
Okay. That doesn't sound like it's ripe for fraud at all.
No, of course not.
All right. Now, let's move on to Arizona. Do you have anything for Arizona?
Yep. Let me bring that up here. Where's it? More Arizona anomalies. GOP state mine inspector received more votes than either Biden or President Trump in 2020. Again, GOP state mine inspector received more votes than either Trump or Biden in 2020.
Okay, that wasn't a mistake from the voting machines or anything. Yeah. Here's another side note. Hang on. Hypothetically, I may or may not have had a chance to actually look at some of the data that was handed off to Giuliani before it got to him that may or may not have confirmed that the voting machines at Cobo Hall in Detroit were communicating on the internet with IP addresses located outside the country. I believe that's not allowed. Nobody said or did anything about it, especially when it was brought to the attention of the authorities who quite literally are under the thumb of Whitmer. Continue on.
All righty. But let's just go over the numbers here. As of today, the Arizona Secretary of State website posted 4,143,929 registered voters. 2,592,312 ballots cast. 62.5% voter turnout, 100% reporting. As was noted by the state mine inspector election, earned more votes than any GOP candidate. Republican Marsh, 1,689,582, 100%. Paul Marsh ran unopposed. His vote is a straight one-to-one true vote count. Paul Marsh received 65.1% of the vote. So you got, you know, here, number of ballots and then or voters and ballots cast, which equals 65.1%. Quite impressive. Paul Marsh, 1.689 million vote count is a lot more than six other Republicans in statewide elections. It's actually more than anyone's vote count in the election. So here's the vote count margin. Masters got a plus 493,000. Kerry Lake with 418,000. Fincham with 489,000. Hamadea with 435,000. Yee, 299,000. Horn, 433,000. Did some of those 1.689 million Republicans who voted for Paul Marsh vote for Democrats in the six other statewide elections? Would they vote for a Republican mine inspector, a Democrat senator, governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state treasurer, and superintendent of public instruction? Would Arizona Republicans vote for any Democrat? I'm going to go with a big no.
Yeah.
Paul Marsh also received 17,439 more votes than Joe Biden did in the Arizona 2020 election. And 27,000 more votes than President Trump in the Arizona 2020 election. There were 3,420,565 ballots cast in the 2020 general election.
All right, so let's not go through all of the word salad. Right. What you're trying to say, Jimmy, is the numbers aren't adding up.
I'm no mathematician, but I don't think they're adding up.
Yeah. All right. Now, statistically speaking, with what happened during the 2020 election, the statistics of that actually happening are just a little bit above life spontaneously coming into existence from nothing. Let that sink in. All right. Statistically speaking, it's virtually impossible for what happened in 2020 to happen without some type of somebody putting their thumb on the scale. All right. So that's Wisconsin. Do you have anything? I mean, that's Arizona. You have anything for Wisconsin?
I believe we already covered the Wisconsin thing.
Okay. What about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, I don't think I have anything. Let me double check here.
All right.
Wisconsin. We got Wisconsin. It's all Arizona stuff. It doesn't look like I have anything for Pennsylvania pulled up.
Pennsylvania. Okay. So anyway, thinking back on Pennsylvania, again, he was ahead. Middle of the night, by morning, he's not. And we even had the Supreme Court stating that, I don't remember the two states. One was Texas. I don't know what the other one was. I'm assuming it was Pennsylvania. So you have one state going to the Supreme Court with a grievance of another state not following their own election constitution and laws. And the Supreme Court said that they have no standing. If that's the case, why the fuck are the 50 states working together? If one state can't bring another state into court, what's the purpose of the whole goddamn thing? All right. Now, I'm not trying to be the black pill guy here. I am just the canary in the coal mine who's telling you his opinion based off my experience based off a statistical analysis, based off hard evidence that was found with people red-handed. All right. Now, I can guarantee you if they actually did a proper investigation, started shaking some of these nugs down who are making big money, you know, stuffing ballot boxes and, you know, putting forward false voter registrations, we'd get to the bottom of this a lot quicker. But right now, if you have only one thing, it's an isolated incident. You'll never be able to get beyond that unless people are willing to do the investigations. And for all of those people in law enforcement who are not buying into the corruption, shame on you for not taking action in this regard. I have no idea why some of these sheriffs in the local area who are elected are not raising Cain and bringing the fear of God into some of these corrupt criminal motherfuckers, in my opinion. All right. This country has been invaded from within. We are being governed by the corrupt. We have forces outside this country, you know, manipulating our economic system. We've already destroyed our industry. And now we're going to lose the ability to pick our leaders, which is framed in our Constitution. All right. Now, at the end of my days, when I am laying in my deathbed, I'm going to have no regrets regarding all of this bullshit, because I spoke the truth when it needed to be spoken. I didn't sit on my hands. I didn't make excuses. I didn't look the other way. I did the right thing because I have character. I do the right thing even when nobody is watching. You all need to be like that. This needs to come to an end, and the more people who know about it, the greater our chances of fixing this problem without bloodshed. Because if it goes on enough, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, I don't want that to happen. I am not going to participate, and I am putting steps in place to get the hell out of the way. But when you look back at history, that is the inevitable conclusion when you have this kind of tyranny going on. Boom. Do we have any super chats to get through?
Yeah, we've got a few here. We can bring them up here. Let's see. We got a JR with $5. No comment, though. Thank you for that. Got Albert R with $9.99. Says, Pop, get out of Witchmer's communist state of Michigan ASAP.
I can only do I'm trying. I have a sick mother here, and, you know, I can only do what I can do.
He's got to handle this shit, man. But understandable. Bob Maluga with $10. He says, Pop, I work for a company that makes the motors for the Javelin APOBs and Hydra missile systems. We are being 86th for no work. My thing is, L.A., in a world that we live in, why am I out of work?
That's interesting. Maybe because the potato head in charge isn't really in charge. There's some outside force pulling the strings.
Yeah. But, you know, didn't we just send a big old military package over there consisting of Javelin missiles, yes, and Abrams tanks? And, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if anybody else knows about this, but the incident down in Hawaii, that is being held as ransom for the next package being sent to Ukraine.
Nice.
All right. So, yeah. So if people don't vote for that, oh, you hate Hawaii and this, go fuck yourselves.
All right. Hit the next one.
See, Shaggy Sunshine's here. Hey, fellow Shaggy. He's got a couple here for $2. Says, I just want to tell you, apples. Hey, cheers, guys. Oh, he also says, hold your tongue and say apples. YouTube censors me.
Hmm.
You apple, you fucking asshole. Sean St. George, $4.99, he says, doing the right thing when no one is looking is integrity. Funny how that is a common motto in law enforcement, but seems to be rarely observed.
Yep.
That is absolutely 100%. Correct. And jump over to MGTOW.TV. We got a couple here. Maverick 7508 says, is this supposed to be live on YouTube? Just making sure y'all don't get a strike. Well, according to the new TOS on YouTube, we're allowed to talk about the 2020 election now.
Yeah.
So hopefully things are good.
Well, whatever. I mean, and, you know, I swore a few times. I can't help it. I'm a grunt. That's just the way we speak. The F word is basically periods and commas in my communication. So it just is what it is.
It is the universal noun, pronoun, verb, and adjective. So let's see. He follows it up with another donation here. We are also more than tripling the production of 155-millimeter artillery shells to supply to Ukraine since we gave them away so many.
That's right.
And how's that counteroffensive going for Ukraine?
No, I talked to a guy who actually is in charge of a lot of logistics for the Department of Defense, and he's not going to go on the record or anything like that. And I'm not.
No.
He basically was like, no, we're fucked. We are critically low in ammunition, and you can find that out of the media as well. So, you know, there you go.
See, I got MGTOW Mando here with $5. He says, I already know the answer to this. Which has better odds, the numbers of you, the numbers you read off being legit or being hit in the head / neck area by a 6-inch asteroid? Jimmy knows the answer here.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. I'd go with the asteroid.
Yeah. Let's see. Jumping over to Odyssey here, we got Elbert. He's got us a fancy little square dude giving us a couple thumbs up. Right on. That's it there. Let's see. No lemons over on DLive. Got a John Rain 80 over on Rumble with $50 donation. So he deserves one of these.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Listen, that means a lot to us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, sir. He says, my dominant got permanently jacked a year before I retired. The rat bastard VA gave me 40%.
Whoa.
It's now 90. So I can toss you some shekels guilt-free. Please enjoy and buy some Jim Beam Apple.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. All right. Scrolling down here. We've got a Cliff 3188, $5 donation. He says, multiple groups are memory holding this activity, utilizing legacy media and social media to censor people pointing it out. Until laws are passed to arrest them, aka Stalinist propaganda operations.
Absolutely correct.
Yep. Let's see. And we got one from John Rain 80 here. He says, from my previous super chat, I didn't mean dominant hand. I got damaged before I retired. Okay. There we go. Okay. A little autocorrect.
Because typically, if you're a year out from retirement and you get injured, they usually let you ride it out till 20 or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's called, what is it? Sanctuary is 18 years.
There you go. And Professor Blake Poo Ass Blaster 3000. Love that name. He says, do you think Trump will win the 2024 election?
I don't know what's going to happen. More than likely, they'll probably kill him. Yeah, because listen, they're that desperate. They know they're caught red-handed. They know, you know, the potato in chief is corrupt as the day is long. I have no idea why we have so many people in the upper echelons of law enforcement who aren't just, you know, stepping forward and take it for the team and do something about this. All right.
Well, that and combined with everything that we got going on, when we got Ukraine and that's fucking escalating, we got fucking troops massing in Poland and all that other fucking crazy shit, and now we got France and Niger, you know, button heads, and Russia putting their greedy, grubby little hands down there. And my prediction: something big is going to kick off. World War III is going to start. Congress is going to declare war on someone. and elections are going to be nullified for the year.
Well, we'll see about that.
That's just my prediction and whatnot. So
I gotcha.
But all right, let me just do one quick just run through so we don't miss anybody's chats here. Looks like we're all good there. Let's see. Got Beck over on MGTOW. Crusader Nate, $2. He said, and to lighten the mood, live from the lair with the Hog Slayer. Sometimes we need to laugh, guys.
Yeah, it's all good, bro.
Absolutely. And jumping back to YouTube here, we got a I'm going to butcher this, so apologies for this. Periclesis Undorak. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that right. With $5, he says, War Production Act. Once they finally start World War III, the shortages will disappear. Don't understand why the elites are taking so long.
I don't want to get nuked, bro.
Yeah, it's mutual destruction, I believe, is what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deal. Not going to be a fun time. But I think that pretty much covers everything, unless we want to jump into this last one from Raw Story here.
What is that one?
This one kind of covers the Wisconsin thing. And this is from this year, from June 5th. Judge orders records from Wisconsin's voter fraud probe after Trump's 2020 loss not to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I'm pretty sure that
they're supposed to keep that stuff for years. But they know they're caught. Listen, this is, it doesn't take a rocket science to tell you that, you know, our elections are totally compromised now.
Yeah. Well, that, and it's not like, you know, a major evidence storeroom in New York City went up in flames this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know, look into that. But, a state judge in Wisconsin has declined to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to preserve records from a Trump aligned former state Supreme Court justice's taxpayer funded voter fraud case, 2020. The lawsuit, it was one of the several filed by liberal watchdog group American Oversight against former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman and the office of the special counsel that he led. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hired Gableman to lead the probe in 2021 under pressure from Trump and conservative Republicans in Wisconsin who were pushing for decertifying Biden's win. Yeah, if I remember right, I believe there's a handful of states. I don't know the number right off the top of my head. And this is just rumors. I can't confirm it. They are actually going to try to get their electoral votes reversed. I would have to look in that and get some confirmation to before I can comfortably state that. But that's just what I've heard, rumors.
Yep.
But Gableman's investigation came quickly under criticism from both Democrats and Republicans as the former judge engaged in increasingly erratic behavior, even trying to have the mayor of Green Bay and several other public officials arrested. Gee, that doesn't sound suspicious at all. Now,
No.
Voss put the investigation on hold in April 2022, then fired Gableman in August, after he turned up no evidence to back Trump's false claims that election had been stolen from him. Voss fired Gableman just days after Voss won his primary over an opponent endorsed by Gableman and Trump. Voss called Gableman an embarrassment to himself and the state.
Excellent.
Gee, so a man gets into power and then he instantly, you know, starts attacking his opponents.
Yep. That is some banana republic shit right there.
Some banana pudding republic shit, because this has we're like halfway to the table and it turned brown.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is just fucked up.
It's beyond fucked.
All right. Did we cover all the super chats?
I think so. Let me do a quick double check here. Yep, Looks like we're all caught up on YouTube. MGTOW was caught up as well. Odyssey, DLive, and got a Professor Blake Pooass Blaster 3000. Says, Pop, I found an AR-10 in 308 and another AR-10 in 6.5 Creedmoor, both for 1500.
We just talked about that before the show.
Yeah, actually, I mentioned that to Pop. I saw that PSA has an AR-10 in a 6.5 Creedmoor for $1,500. So,
but, yep.
I'm considering it. I'm considering it, but I haven't really pulled the trigger.
I got you. So, anyway, we're going to have an after party for about 20, 30 minutes. You guys want to get on there, do one-on-one with us.
After party. I got one last super chat here. Bishop, he sends in 10 euros. Says, Steyr Og, Irish condition. Would love to hear Pop on this.
What, the Steyr Og? I fired that a few times. It's okay. To be honest, it wasn't anything special. It was okay. I mean, it was a good battle rifle or bullpup, if you want to call it that. But, it is what it is. Looks like science fiction-y, but it performs like just a standard battle rifle. So, it is what
it is. Now, was it one of the special ones, or was it just the semi-automatic ones?
It was a military.
It has that. It had that really long progressive trigger where you pull it once, semi-automatic, then you pull it, and then it goes full.
That was really weird to get used to too.
I've seen a couple of reviews online about those. They were like, I'm not a big fan.
When I was in 20th group, we shot, we shot all kinds of crazy stuff on several different occasions, and they pulled out the Steyr Og and the Swedish K and the PPK, and the MG42 from World War II, which still worked.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Hell yeah. Let me just do one final check here for the super chats. Looks like jumping through. Looks like we are all caught up on those. So, gentlemen, if you'd like to join us for the after party here, let me grab that link here. I will be posting it in the chats here momentarily, and we will get Pop's final thoughts for the night before we go to the weekend.
All right, my final thoughts are this. If you served in the military or you work in law enforcement, you took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It is blatantly apparent we have enemies inside this country which are operating with impunity, meaning they're domestic enemies. All right. We need to have men with integrity to stand up to this. Be that guy. All right.
Damn right. All righty, gents. The link is in the chat for the after party. If we can, if we've had you in the after party before, if we could try to keep let's try to keep some new faces in here so that we got a new folks chatting with Pop here and everything. We can only have 12 on screen or 10 on 12 on screen, 10 in the background. I can't remember what the numbers are. So if you're trying to join in, be patient with us. We'll try to get some gentlemen cycled in and out for their questions and whatnot. But on that note, you guys all have a good weekend. If you would like to, join me tomorrow night on my channel for a meme stream so we can laugh at some bullshit and try to ignore all the shit going on in the world. So, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find me over there, you're more than welcome to join in and laugh at all the bullshit. So,
all right.
All righty, gents. We will see you on the next one.